started doing last time the sugya of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. How did it come up in the Gemara? Let's again remind ourselves how it came up over here. The Gemara has said on the bottom of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph that a bunch of people sitting around and all of a sudden they realize that it's Shabbos. So what should they do? They were having a meal. Now they realize that it's Shabbos. What should they do? So we had a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you bring Koshal Yayin, say Kedush Sayom, then the second Kosh, say Birch Samazon. Rabbi Yehuda said, nah, keep eating Atchet Tachshach. And then the first coast you say Birch Samazon, second coast you say Kiddush. Either way, the bottom line is, according to both opinions, there are two Kosehs. So ask the Gemara, what do I need two kosos for? Just say everything on one kos. Let one kos suffice. What do you need two kosos? So Amar Rav Huna Rav Sheshes, Einam Shteik Kedush Sal Kos Echad. You can't. Can't say two different things on one kos. Why? You don't do mitzvos in bundles. Right? That was the source in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? We do mitzvahs and bundles all the time. When it's Motzai Shabbos, and you need to make a brach al yayin and al marv al besamim, and then you have to say Abdullah also. Okay, that's Ein though. That's talking about where you don't have. If you don't have anything else, that you don't have a second coast, b'di'evit, it would still work on one coast. So we see from our Gemara that Ein los mitzvahs chavilos chavilos is not a din that would be ma'akiv b'di'evid, but as a l'chadchila matter, if you have two kosos of yayin, and you have two mitzvahs to do, so use two kosos of yayin. Don't pile them all on to one mitzvah. So last time we discussed what the svara is of Enos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. And we saw it might be a machlokas. What did we see? What's the two shitos that we saw? So we have, we have the Rashbam over here, demechzi alei kemasu, that it's going to appear like it's a burden. If I have multiple mitzvahs and I'm doing it all in one coast, it's like, let's just try to get it over with. Kill two birds with one stone. And I'm not interested in dedicating myself and my time to each mitzvah, so I just want to get it all done with as quickly as possible. So in order that the mitzvah shouldn't appear like a burden, we should try to spread it out and not do it all on one cheftza shel mitzvah. However, we saw Tosfos and Maseches Moed Katan in the context of the sugya of Ein Marv and Simcha B'Simcha of getting married on Yantif. Tosos said that maybe the idea of Enos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos is so that you could be focused, that you could focus your attention on one mitzvah at a time and it won't divert your attention to another mitzvah. So it's not a matter of a bizayon to the mitzvah in the sense that you are showing a total lack of respect for the mitzvah by trying to just kill two birds with one stone. It's not a bizayon. It's just You have to pay attention. You have to be focused when you're doing a mitzvah. Right? That's what we saw in Tosfos Moed Katan. Tosfos Moed Katan suggested that's the same thing that's just like Ein Marv and Simcha B'Simcha. What's Ein Marv and Simcha B'Simcha about? That you have to have libo panui, that certain simchas demand your attention. You need to be focused on certain things. This is a big thing, the psychologist. I was just reading in a book from Professor Kahneman. Professor Kahneman is a Nobel Prize winning psychologist. He's a professor in Princeton, and he's a cousin of the Panovitcher Rav. Kahneman was the Panovitcher Rav. Apparently, much of his family got to America before the war, and none of them are from anywhere. So, Professor Kahneman is one of the cousins of the Panovitcher Rav. My father works with Panovitch. He asked the Panovitcher Rav's son once if Professor Kahneman is a cousin, and he gave him a dirty look, so he knew that he is. So Professor Kahneman has a whole book called Thinking Fast and Slow. And one of the yesodos is that certain things require our attention. You can't text and drive at the same time. Why can't you do both? Why can't you text? Because you just need to focus. Certain things you can do on autopilot, and you can do multiple things at the same time when you're on autopilot for one of them. But certain things require actual focus and attention, and the human mind cannot do two of them at the same time. You know the famous gorilla experiment that they showed people a video of two basketball teams, one wearing white jerseys, one wearing black jerseys, right? You've all seen it. So why do you miss the gorilla? Why does everyone miss the gorilla? Because you're focused. You need to focus to count how many times. If you weren't focused on counting how many times the ball was passed from the white, You would see the gorilla. Of course, you would see the gorilla. It's there for 9 seconds, like it's going like this. Like you would see the gorilla. But the point is, when you need to be focused on one thing, you can't. It's not humanly possible to be properly focused on something else. Shelo yehei libo panui. That's Ein Marv and Simcha B'Simcha. That's Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Those are the two possible svaras. Yeah.
It sounds like a Tosfos when he said the first reason of Shelo panui. So like, funny part, and also he says he equates it to the concept of Imam Simcha B'Simcha.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like, once he goes to the second one, Imam Simcha B'Simcha sounds like it very possibly could be connected to the burden aspect, to the Masa. Because it just sounds like.
So Tosos is trying to be mechadish that it's not, meaning he says v'tam nirith ksas to kamosha enos mitzvah chavil is bina shei liba panoi the mitzvah achas v'liv nasma men v'chein simcha b'simcha they'd be panoi b'simcha, right? So he's being mechadish that it's not about masu.
I was trying to think, maybe he would agree to both concepts that he also, you know, it's, I mean, it's hard to disagree with the fact that you shouldn't, you know, you should look like your each mitzvah is also like a burden. Maybe he agrees with both, and I mean the overriding concept is one of them, but because the Imam
Simcha
just sounds like, you know.
Oh, so that's what Rav Moshe was working with, right? We saw that Rav Moshe was trying to figure out when one concept would apply, not the other. Do you need both reasons? Is one reason enough? And I want to focus on this a little bit today also. Is there enough kamina between the two reasons? Shelo yeh libo panoi versus a bizayon to the first one. So what's the case in our Gemara? Pesachim Kuf Beis. What was the case? Avinas Mitzchavilas? Kosos. So if you have a single kos of yayin, what should you not do? What two mitzvahs are we talking about? Kiddush and Birch Samazon. No, let's think of both Svaras of Enos and Mitzvah Chavilos. The first Svar of Enos and Mitzvah Chavilos was what? That it's near Kamasui, it appears like it's a burden. You're trying to get them both done on one coast. Does that make sense over here?
Of course.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's, in fact, that's what the Rashbam writes over here. That makes sense. That by, instead of giving the respect to the mitzvah, of giving it its own coast, I'm going to throw them both on one coast. Shalom Libo Panui. You're not going to be able to be focused on each one. Does that make sense over here? Not going to be able to be focused. How are you going to do it if you're going to do Birch Samazan and Kiddush on the same coast? How would you do it? At the same time, you talk out of two sides of your mouth, you'd be like a ventriloquist, and they can't talk out of two sides at the same time. Even I think you just throw their voice. But how would you do it?
I mean, you'd say a separate row.
You'd say one, then you'd say another one. Let me ask you something. Do you have trouble focusing in the bracha of Rafa'enu because you just did the bracha of Avos before? Of course, it's one then the other. You focus on both of them. And if we do have trouble focusing, it's because our attention span is like 4 seconds. But really, you know, when there used to be something called an attention span, people were able to focus for two brachas in a row. Why lo yeh libo panoi? It's going to be a problem of libo panoi? It's not going to be a problem of libo panoi. You should be able to focus for one bracha, then the next bracha. Yeah?
They're not necessarily mutually exclusive,
though. Right. So nafkamina might be. Well, let's see. So if there's some halachic ramification of one reason or the other, and we can isolate a case that only one of these reasons applies and not the others, then we have to see if that would have any halachic ramifications. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it could be in general. You're right. Both reasons. Let's say take the case of mashkin shnei sotos. That you're going to give two sotos to drink at one time. So you're trying to juggle between two sotos. You're not libo panoi to focus on each one at a time, maybe. And also, it shows that you're just trying to get it over with. Kill two birds with one stone. So maybe by that, in that kind of case, it would both reasons would apply. But in our case in Pesachim, only one of the reasons would apply. Only shalei libo panoi would masui would apply, not shalei yehi libo panoi. So we have to figure out: is there some sort of nafkamina, meaning, you're right, some cases they'll both apply, some cases only one will apply. Now is there some sort of nafkamina between the two explanations, the two reasons given by Rishonim? It should just be pointed out before we continue along that path that there is a third possibility that's mentioned. Rav Yosef Engel, not Rishonim, but Rav Yosef Engel raises a third possibility. And this is in source number 6 in the packets over here. In Besa Otzer, page 168, Rav Yosef Engel suggests, Danti lechadesh tam bezeh, al piya noda, de mitzvah sha'adam osa bezman ha'ptur, ein potarto azman hachiyuv. Meaning, what does that mean? If a person does a mitzvah, when he is potter from the mitzvah, and then he becomes chayiv in that mitzvah later on, can he say, I did it already? Because I did it when I was pater? So no, the halacha is you only cover yourself for the mitzvah if you did it while you were chayv in the mitzvah. L'mashal. A cheir shotef katan is pater from mitzvahs, right? Let's say a person eats matzah while they are a shota. And then they come to their senses. So are they yotzei the mitzvah of matzah that they ate while they were a shota? I ate a kazayis. I ate a kazayis of matzah while I was a shota. Now I'm straight. Now I got my head straight. Now I'm good. Now I'm normal again. Took my medicine. So now, am I chayiv to eat more matzah? So, pashtus. Yes, right? Because that which you did, in the Gemara like this, that which you did at the Zman HaPater is not going to cover you for when you're actually chayiv. Good? He says it's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Taf Chav Ches, we know this. So if that's the case, he says, let's think about Osik B'mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah. He says, take that klal in halacha. Osik Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah tells me that if I'm doing Mitzvah A, I don't have to do Mitzvah B, which means I'm Pater from Mitzvah B while I'm doing Mitzvah A. Let's say I do Mitzvah B while I'm doing Mitzvah A. Let's actually give an example. What's an example of Osik Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah? You want to give an example? What?
Digging a grave and all of a sudden.
I'm digging a grave and all of a sudden?
And all of a sudden an old lady comes by and needs help crossing the street.
Right, an old lady needs help crossing the street. Classic mitzvah. What number is that in the Targum? No, so classic mitzvah, an old lady needs help crossing the street and Ani comes to ask for tzedakah. But I'm busy, I'm digging a grave. I'm doing a mitzvah of Kfuras Meis. Good. So, Osik Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah. Let's say I go and I help the old lady cross the street. That's a bad example because it's not something that, right? But let's say it's a mitzvah it's time to eat matzah, but I'm busy digging the grave. So let's say I go and I eat the matzah while I'm digging the grave. I was putted because I was digging the grave. So now that, then later when I finish digging the grave, do I have to eat matzah again? Did I finish? Matzah and the grave are also not going to come simultaneous to each other because the first day of Yantif, you don't have to.
You can do both also.
No, let's assume you can't. Let's assume the grave takes all your physical exertion, you can't. Right? You're not able to do it. Chasam b'layla rishona, I don't know, something, yeah? Right. Kriyashma, something like that. Something that needs your focus. Okay. So, it would turn out that after you do it, even though you did the mitzvah once, you did that second mitzvah, which you weren't supposed to, you were potter from it, but you went and did it. When you finish with the first mitzvah, you're then going to have to revisit the second mitzvah because you did it at a zman of p'tur. The Ritva goes in even a step further. The Ritva says, "Osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah." It's not just that you're pater from the second mitzvah; it's that it's usher to do the second mitzvah. Which is quite a chiddush. That would mean that if you're in the middle of davening and an ani comes asking for money, it's not just that you're pater from giving him money while you're in the middle of davening, but that it's an issur. It's an iser. So what should you do? Just not give anybody any money? So they say Rav Shlomo Zalman used to line up shkalim on his shtender so the ani would come and take. And it was Rav Shlomo Zalman, so no one came and just like swiped them all off the shtender. They would come and take one at a time. What pushes the Ritva into that chiddush? The Ritva says, because otherwise I need a Gemara to tell me that Osig Mitzvah is Pater Min HaMitzvah. I need Psukim to tell me Osig Mitzvah is Pater Min HaMitzvah. I'm a human being. Of course I can't do two things at the same time. I would already know that Osik Mitzvah is Pater Min HaMitzvah. The Chiddush must be something more than that, not just that I'm Pater, but it's actually awesome for me to do the second Mitzvah. But whether you hold of the Ritva's Chiddush or not, says Rav Yosef Engel, very clearly you are Pater from that second Mitzvah, and therefore if you do that second Mitzvah, you eat matzah while you're in the middle of doing a different Mitzvah, when you finish that first Mitzvah, you're going to have to eat matzah again, because you're Pater from it. Now, so he says that's pashut beinai. Im yasa osa mitzvah nechshav osa b'zman haptur ukeinu mitzuva v'yosa umuchiv lasos hashenis begam reisak mitzvah rishona. You're going to have to do it again when you finish that first mitzvah. Good. Then he quotes that Marami Panu may disagree with him. He may suggest that that you in fact would have absolve yourself of the chiyuv of the second mitzvah by doing it, because you're not really pater, it's just that you're pater for that moment, but it's not really a lasting kind of patur. Then the second paragraph says, V'ulam, im kol zeh nireh, dinihi dim asa mitzvah ka'avid. Even if you're going to say like the Marami Panu, that you did a mitzvah by stopping the first one and doing the second one. Im kol zeh, kivan de'in chova la'asos. But you certainly had no chiyuv to go do the second mitzvah because you were pater from it. You were in the middle of the first mitzvah. In Cain, kivan de etzema mitzvah hi mitzvah shel chova, l'chein ein la asosa im mitzvah cheres yachad. Since you were doing one mitzvah that's a chiyuv, And that mimela makes any other mitzvah in the world. At the time you're doing mitzvah A, every other mitzvah in the world becomes a non-chova. It's downgraded to something that even if you could be mekayim, but it's not a chiyuv, it's a lower level mitzvah. So then you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that second mitzvah, because you're doing that mitzvah in a very downgraded way, in a very limited way. You know what would be much better? Finish the first mitzvah, and then when you finish the first mitzvah, go and do the second mitzvah, because then by the time you're doing the second mitzvah, it will be a chiyuv again. And a chova is better, is a much better. Gadol mitzvah v'yosa yosem mishayna mitzvah v'yosa. So it would be much better to do it. So he says, l'fi divrei rama nahal, I'm sorry, yeah, hanal it should be, od yuvan yoser tam shalanu hanal v'hadein osin mitzvos chavilos. He says, now I understand very well why Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Why? Dil fimashak safti tchila. According to what I was saying originally, that you don't even get the second mitzvah. De nimtzada osa mitzvos chavilos tzarech lachzav la sosam, that you would have to redo the mitzvah im efshar. V'ilishna de Enosin muchachtu rak lechachilo lo liyukuva. But Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos tells you that Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, you shouldn't do Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, but b'diavad, if you did, you would be Yotze. What's he trying to explain? He's saying that's the svara of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. The svara is that if you're doing one mitzvah and you're trying to do a second mitzvah simultaneously, you are by definition downgrading one of the mitzvahs. It's just like doing the second mitzvah when you're osik in the first mitzvah. You're downgrading that second mitzvah because you are not chayiv in that mitzvah. So that mitzvah has now been downgraded. That's why enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. And he says, and that's why it makes sense what the Rama Mipanu says, that when you're osik in mitzvah A and you go do mitzvah B, you're at least mekayim mitzvah B. It's not like you did nothing. He says, that's why enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos is only din lechatchila. Don't do it, but if you did it, you would still be yotze. So it comes out that there's a third reason for enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Not that it's giving off the impression that you don't like mitzvos, like a burden. Nor that you're not going to be able to focus. It's not about your attitude or where your mind is at, your focus, right? First one is attitudinal. Nir kamasli is like you have bad attitude toward the mitzvah. Get it over with. Second one of she'libo pano is not about your attitude, but it's about your focus, your ability, right, Professor Kahneman, your ability to zone in on it and to really give it your proper attention. What Yosef Engel seems to be suggesting is it's not attitudinal. It's that you're turning the mitzvah into something less than a full mitzvah. By doing two things at the same time, one of them isn't going to be a real mitzvah. One of them is going to be a devar arshus. One of them is not going to be something that you're mitzvah to do. Yeah.
Is there anyone saying that once you're osik b'mitzvah, you're doing a second mitzvah also, by definition, it's not osik b'mitzvah?
Because you left the first mitzvah to go to the second one.
He's saying, what's the chiddush? So, meaning, it's obvious that you can't do two. But stick with that original habit and then say, you can't do two. So if you're doing two, then it's obvious that it's not mostly the mitzvah. They don't say that much.
No, you stop the first one to do the second one.
Okay, fine.
There is a machlok rishonim. What if it's efshar l'kayim shneim?
Yeah,
if it's possible, so that's a machlok rishonim. It's not so pashut that if it's efshar l'kayim shneim, you do two. The rishonim come to that discussion of efshar l'kayim shneim because they're bothered by a different kash of osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. If you were to take osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah literally in the most basic sense, so I should not have to do anything right now because I'm wearing tzitzis. You know what? I shouldn't even have to be wearing tzitzis because there's a mezuzah on the door over here, so I'm being mekayim mitzvah mezuzah. And you know what? I shouldn't even need a mezuzah because I believe in God, even now. And now again, I still, right? So every second, so that's what bothers Rishonim. Someone who has mezuzah, pischa, tzitzis, bigdo, tefillin, barosho, never has to give tzedakah because he's always doing a mitzvah. So that's what the Rishonim give different answers to. So one of the answers is efshar l'kayim shneim. But the mashal that he's using, the fact that Rav Yosef Engel compares osik mitzvah patur mitzvah to mitzvah chavilos chavilos should bother you. There's something wrong with that comparison. think about it for a second. What's the application of chavilas in our Gemara? In our Gemara, Pesach. Is it a case of osik b'mitzvah? What do you mean it's the opposite?
You're doing both at that moment, and you have to
what's chavilas? Is chavilas that you're doing two mitzvahs at the same time? Is that really what it means? Are you doing both at the same time? You're taking a kos, you're saying kiddush, then you're saying birchas hamazon. Is that called two mitzvahs at the same time? No, I say kiddush this moment, 2 minutes later I'll say birchas hamazon.
That's where the chafseb comes in.
Ah. Chavilas didn't in doing two mitzvahs on a single chefze. That's chavilas. It's nothing to do with osik mitzvah, padam in a mitzvah. Osik mitzvah, padam in a mitzvah is not about the chefze. In fact, it's a two totally different cheftes. I'm digging a grave. That's on the ground over here that I'm doing that mitzvah. And then there's an ani over there asking for money. They're not on the same chefze from mitzvah at all. What is it? It's a timing issue. It's a conflict in timing. Chavilas is not a conflict in timing. It's about piling on mitzvos on a single chefza shel mitzvah. So to say that every case of chavilas is really just a fancy version of osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah in that it downgrades one of the mitzvos, why? Why does it downgrade a mitzvah? It's not a timing conflict. Very difficult to understand what Rabbi Yosef Engel is really talking about, meaning what the applicability, you know, what the application is of his version of Eidos Mitzvah. Yeah?
According to
Tosafot,
it is a time issue.
According to Tosafot,
because
Libra Pono,
you don't have time.
Libra Pono, I think, means focus. I don't think it means that there's no time. You have time to celebrate Yantiv and get married on the same day. You just don't have the focus to do both.
That's not an issue.
Meaning each simcha is going to suffer as a result of the other one. Yeah, I don't think that's a timing issue. I think we have three things over here. We have the bizayon issue, the attitude issue, the focus issue, and the degrading the mitzvah issue, the downgrading the mitzvah issue. Those are the three. The Yosef Engel is just a little bit difficult to understand. Now, what I wanted to spend the bulk of Shira on, we'll do Rav Shachta tomorrow, I think, but I wanted to focus the bulk of Shira is the issue of Darabanan versus Daraisa over here. Is Einos Mitzvah Chavilas Din Darabanan, or is it a Din Daraisa? That you're not allowed to do multiple mitzvahs at the same time. Oh, before we even get to that, one more thing. What if one of the mitzvahs you wanted to do was a mitzvah Darabanan and the other one was a mitzvah Daraisa? Would we say Einos Mitzvah Chavilas? So let's think through the three reasons. If you say that it's near Kamasui, so no, would it be near Kamasui when you attach a mitzvah daraisa and a mitzvah drabban to the same chefza? What? Okay. Yeah, let's assume that if you're doing two drabbanans, it would be a violation of chavilas chavilas, and if you're doing two daraisa, certainly we see in our Gemara that it's a violation of chavilas. Birch samazon's daraisa, and kiddush daraisa. So the both that right that would be chavilas chavilas. What if one? Let's say you didn't eat a kedei sviya, so you're benching on less than a kedei sviya. So you chayv birch samazon midrabana. Would we still say chavilas chavilas? This is a discussion in the Achronim, the Medayik, and the Rambam that we still would say chavilas chavilas. But let's go. Would all three reasons work? This is just you just have to think it through. Maybe yes, maybe not. I don't know. Let's think it through. No, so the first reason is near Kamasi. Does near Kamasi work when one's a Darais and one's a Darabanan? Yeah, it's still near Kamasi. Shelo yehi libo panui. You're not going to be able to be focused, you're not going to be able to have proper kavana. So on the surface, no, why not? Say, you were going to say yes, right? Of course, right? So why do you say not necessarily? I think it is debatable.
I'm okay, so benching for less than a kazayas. Assuming a cup of wine from Kiddush, and it's the same thing as before. You'd be doing it at a different time. So.
Yeah, but still, even if they're both Daraisa, you're going to be doing them at different times, but we still assume that you're not going to be able to gear your focus because that coast means that to you or something like that. Although Shloi Lipa Pani doesn't work on the coast thing. No. I'm sorry. Shlali Libani didn't work on the closing because it's different times. But let's say it's not about Birchsa. You're right. Right. Not about Birchsa Mazen. Not about Birchsa Mazen. Let's assume it's about Mashkin Shtei Sotos, and for some reason one of the Sotos is only Drabanan or something. I don't know. You know, we're not Mashkin Sotos Midrabanan. But let's assume something like that. You'd have to have some other case where Loye Libopani would normally be, you know, be operative, but one of them is only Drabanan. So Pashtus is, we would still say Eros Mitzchavilu, because it could still steal your attention. Remember we tried to connect that idea of Tosfos Moed Katan with the concept of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana versus Mitzvah Sein Srichas Kavana? How do we pass them? Do Mitzvah Srichas Kavana or not need Kavana? So we pass them Midoraisa Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. The Rabbanan Mitzvah Sein Srichas Kavana. Mitzvah Srabbanan Rein Srichas Kavana. So maybe, if the problem is that I'm not going to be able to focus, so no problem. I have a mitzvah d'oraisa and a mitzvah d'rabbanan. I'm not going to be able to focus on one of them, so just don't focus on the d'rabbanan, focus on the d'oraisa, and you're good to go. So you have no kavanah d'rabbanan, yes kavanah d'oraisa, and you mekayem the mitzvah. I think that's it's a klutz kasha. I don't think that. Meaning, I think that's not true. What I just said. Why is it not true? Right. So number one, we pointed out last week that Mitzvah Kavana means you just know that you're doing a mitzvah. You know that you're serving God. You don't need to have any deeper kavana. Liba Panoi means that you want to be focused on the mitzvah, not because you need to be in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, but because that's the way you do mitzvos. You do mitzvos by paying attention to what you're doing. You don't do mitzvos just by rote. Doing mitzvah should be with focus if you're going to pay the proper respect to the mitzvah. But it's not that you're not going to be yotzei otherwise. So l'chora has no connection. Plus, shalei libapani doesn't mean that you're only going to be able to focus on one of the mitzvahs. Shalei libapani might mean that you're not going to be able to focus on either one. Meaning if both are committing, when you're texting and driving, which one are you doing really well? Neither. The answer is neither. You're not doing either one of them really well. There are a million typos in your text, and you're driving extraordinarily poorly when you're trying to do both. It's not that like you choose one over the other. You're doing both very poorly. So it's not like you can say, okay, focus away from the Darabon and onto the Darabon. No, if you're trying to do both, they're both going to suffer. What about Rav Yosef Engel? That you're downgrading one of the mitzvahs? What? What do you say?
I'm saying, wouldn't
apply. Why?
Because I'm saying this situation.
One's already downgraded. Right. One's already drabanan.
Unless it gets worse than that. Unless it gets drabanan to even.
So what this has to connect to is the sugi osik mitzvah patim in the mitzvah. What do we say about osik be mitzvah drabanan being patim from mitzvah d'oraisa? We just say that you don't want to downgrade the second mitzvah because you're osik in the mitzvah that's a lesser mitzvah. Would we, so that generally speaking, we pass that even if you're also getting a mitzvah d'rabbanan, you're part of a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a discussion in the Rishon and the Ritva and others. Okay. But to really understand whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan at all, the whole concept, we need to take a look at the Sugya Masechta Sota. Did you have a chance to take a look at the Gemara? Take a look at the Gemara a little bit? So the Gemara in Sota says as follows. The Braisa says you can't be mashke, in mashkin shtei sotos kachas. It's a crazy thing, social pressure. When people feel pressure, peer pressure is an incredible thing. A woman knows what's best for her. She knows that if she confesses right now, she will save her own life. But she's not going to look cool in front of her friend. And because she's afraid of not looking cool in front of her friend, she may not be modest, she may not be misvada, she may not admit to what she had done. Unbelievable, no? But that's the power of peer pressure. That's the power of human psychology. That's why we don't want two women having to drink together the Mesota. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, that's not why. It's a pasuk. Osa, the pasuk says, and we darshan livada. Your mashke osa, you give her to drink alone, nobody else. I did the Tanakhama and not see that pasuk. Why does he have to come up with a svara? That Shloya Liba Gaspar Chavirta, Tanakhama knows the pasuk, but the Tanakhama thinks that Darshinan Taima Dekra. Tanakhama is Rabbi Shimon, knows Darshinan Taima Dekra. Now, what is Darshinan Taima Dekra? Very important to know what this phrase means, Darshinan Taima Dekra. What does Darshinan Taima Dekra mean? Does that mean we give reasons for mitzvos? It means a lot more than that. We paskin lo Darshinan Taima Dekra, we still give reasons for mitzvos. We give reasons for mitzvahs all the time. Every time you open up a sefer chinuch, amar nevuchim. What are they doing? They're always giving reasons for mitzvahs. But we pass in lo darshin on time of dekra, yet we're still always offering reasons for mitzvahs. Someone gave a shir in my community over Shabbos to the women, and the title of the shir was 8 Myths About the Mikvah. And one of the myths on the handout was that the purpose of Taras HaMishpacha is for the sake of keeping the relationship exciting. That was one of the myths. That myth happens to be a Beferish Gemara Nida and Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. The Gemara says it explicitly. That's why Mipnei Ma'am, Retorah Nida Tmei L'Shiva. Why does the Torah say Nida is Tamei for 7 days? Because a person is Ragilba, Vikatzba, it gets boring, stale. So in order to spice things up, so we want it to be Chaviv Al Bayla Kishas Knisas Al Chuppah. So the Gemara says Beferish. So how can this person give a shir and say it's a myth? That's a good kasha. But I said, yep, stama means that we don't know the reasons for any of the mitzvahs. So whatever reason we give is not really the reason we do it. We do it because God said to do it. And whatever reasons we give, just, you know, help us out. They give us a little encouragement. They make it a little more palatable for us. But it's not the real reason for the mitzvah. It was just a little stunning to me to see, like... a myth, and it's like, it's a Gemara, you know? But, I don't know, whatever it is. But the time of Dekra, Darshina time of Dekra doesn't mean we give reasons. What does Darshina time of Dekra mean?
It's a way that Mitzvah applies. It applies in this case.
Only applies when the reason applies. And if the reason doesn't apply, then the Mitzvah won't apply. Right? That's what Darshina time of Dekra means. That the Torah gives me a reason for certain mitzvahs, so over here the Torah would be telling me, don't be mashke be sotos, why? The Torah is saying it, it's a din d'oraisa, but why? Shalei libo gaspa chavirta. If you have a situation where she's not so brave, and she's not interested in looking cool for her friends, she's not cool anyway, the Gemara says, she's shaking, she's not, you know, cool, she's shaking. So then the time won't apply. So if you hold Darshina time of Dekra, then you can be Mashke Beis Sotos Kachas. And if you hold Lo Darshina time of Dekra, then you have to follow what it says in the Torah. It has nothing to do with whether she's shaking or not. So says the Gemara. That's the Nafka Mina between the two reasons. Frek the Gemara Vayter, Ay, Vayenos in Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Forget about all these reasons. What about Enos and Mitzvahs, Chavilos, Chavilos? Anyway, you can't be Mashke Shtei Sotos. Because it's Chavilos, Chavilos. And gives other examples. Ein Rotzin Shnei Avadim Ka'achas. Ein Orfin Shtei Agolos Ka'achas. Shtei Eglos Ka'achas. That what? That you're not supposed to do two Agla Rufas at the same time. You're not supposed to do Ritzia. What's Ritzia? What? Good. Nailing the ear, the right ear. I always point here, but the Gemara says it's really up here. That's what the Gemara in Kiddushin says. It's up here, on the right ear of the Eved. That's the discussion in the post. My first day in Rosh Chodesh, I remember we were learning Kiddushin. And he, it was my welcome to Rosh Chodesh, is that he'd quote anything and everything from everywhere. So he said that one of the Achronim, Rav Meir Arik, who's pre-World War II, big, big posek, held that the Gemara darshans that the Ritzia and the Ozen is over here and on the cartilage part of the ear, not in this part of the ear. So he's medayik from there that this isn't called Ozen. Only the cartilage is called Ozen. L'maynaf kamina, what's called Ozen? What, for a kid when you say, where are your ears? No, l'maynaf kamina. So the naf kamina is, the Shulchan Aruch says that your payas have to go at sofa Ozen. So how far down do they have to go? They have to go past the cartilage part only, which would be like over here, or all the way past there. So anyway, there are postmen that say that translate that differently. Adsof Ozen means maybe just to where it connects, maybe where the jawbone connects, whatever it is. But that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. That's what he suggests. Maybe it's only until past the cartilage part. Because so you're hearing such a thing, halach l'maisa in a Gemara shir. I never heard that before in my life. I never had such a... Okay, so... So says the Gemara, but what happened to Enos Mitzchah Vilas Chavilas? So Rabbi Vitim Rav Kana Lokasha, Kan B'Kohen Echad, Kan B'Shnei Kohanim. It depends if it's one Kohen or two Kohanim. What does that mean? If it's one Kohen, then it's a violation of Chavilos. But if it's Shnei Kohanim, it's not a violation of Chavilos, then you just have the issue of Libo Gas B'Chaverta, that she's going to try to be too cool in front of her friend.
So not for me, man. That answer, no. Between the two opinions of Masoi and Kohanai Libo.
Why?
Because if it's Masoi, then you're slapping one Kohen onto two women, which is
oh, it's same chevtzah shal mitzvah.
But by Kohanai Libo, you have one Kohen focusing on one woman, another Kohen focusing on another woman, so it's not Kohanai Libo.
Good.
They mix up the sota.
Same coast of whole Jukma.
Yeah.
Not true. When we say shnei sotos ka'achas, that you don't give shnei sotos ka'achas, pashas means that you don't give them both from the same. Right. Meaning, and that's what we say. So, right. So that's your point, though, right? That's what it means. You wouldn't give them both from the same coast. You're saying, but if it's about the din and the cheftzah, so I understand you're not going to give them from the same coast. But if it's about your focus on one at a time, so if you have two different kohanim focusing on it, so who cares if it's the same cheftzah shel mitzvah?
I think the case of Gemara was that each one parsha the other, and they would dissolve it into one cup and mix it together into one, and then whether it would work for both also. I think that was the case.
They would split it,
they would mix together.
They would erase the Shem Hashem once. Shem Hashem once or twice?
No, I think they would have they dissolve into the same water, I think, at the one cup.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah? I think that was a case in the Gemara also as well.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe after or something.
So Tosus asked Akash over here. Tosus in Sota. Oh man, Tosus asked Akash in Sota. He says, "I don't understand. What kind of kasha inos and mitzvahs chavilos? We just made a drasha midaraisa. Why you're not allowed to be mashka shtei sotos? What do I need a drasha midaraisa for inos and mitzvahs chavilos? That's a din derabanan inos and mitzvahs chavilos. Not a din daraisa." Says the mitzvah esa. You know, the mitzvah esa is in the back of the Gemara. This Vaisan is in the back of the Gemara. Is it, you have a sota over there, or is that a psachim? Anyone have a big sota? I have a little sota. But it should have in this Vaisan. Says Vaisan, what are the two reasons of Enos Mitzvahs Chavilas? We have the reason of Masoi, and we have the reason of Libo Panoi. Libo Panoi, Tosos and Moed Katan connected with what other concept? Eimar Mesimcha Vesimcha. Is that a din d'orais or a din d'rabbanon? The Gemara over there was darshaning psukim. That's a din daraisa. So says the Mitzvah, maybe Enos Mitzchavilos Chavilos is sometimes daraisa, sometimes rabbana. Maybe if the reason is libo panui, so that also is associated with Eimar Mitzvah Simcha, that would mean it's a din daraisa. But Nira Kemasui, that it looks like you're not so excited about the mitzvah. What's that? That's only a din midrabanan. So Tosus is cash over here. How can we ask for Enos Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas, the whole thing is only a din derabanan? Sometimes you're right. You know where it's only a din derabanan? In Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis, it's only a din derabanan. Why in Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis is only a din derabanan? What? Not just, but which svara do we have on Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis, and which svara do we not have? We have the svara that it's like a burden, like the Rashbam says. We don't have the svara of Libo Panui. So the only svara you have is the Drabanan svara. So you're right, in Pesachim Kuf Beis, it's all a din Drabanan. Enos Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. But by Mashkin Shnei Sotos, it would be a din Doraisa, because you have the Libo Panui aspect. So maybe that's the teretz to Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos says, why are we asking about Chavilas 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 only din Drabanan? No. The svara of Nira Kemasui is only svara midrabanan, but the svara of Shei Libo Panui is a svara midoraisa. So in Pesachim Kuf Beis it's only drabanan, but in Sota Tavches maybe it's daoraisa. Mitzvayim points that out in Sota, and he points it out over here in Pesachim. So what's Tos going to answer? First of all, Tos could say, Shalei Yaliv Apanei doesn't mean that Mitzvah Chavilus Chavilus is Din Daraisa. How did Tosus say it in Moed Katan? When Tosus in Moed Katan said, he said, it's Ktsas Kimo, you know, it's a little bit like this. The idea of Eimar V'simcha V'simcha reminds me a little bit of Einos Mitzvah Chavilus Chavilus. Does that sound like he's making a hard equation? One could be a Din Daraisa, and he's giving a Dimyon, a Mashal, that it's similar to. That's all he means by that. Okay, we'll stop there. Tomorrow, Bezra, we didn't get to get into the Nesiach Buch Kachem. I apologize. We'll get into it some other time. Tomorrow, I want to get into Rosh Hashanah's piece. I want to keep moving a little bit.